Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. I'm doing today part 11 from an 11-part series on the subject called The Bible Principle of Seed Time and Harvest. The topic for today is Your Actions Must Match Your Faith. The Word of God tells us faith without actions is dead. What does this mean? It means if you believe something, if you believe the Word of God, then your actions will match or be corresponding to the words that you believe. It's very interesting. You can look at the situation, people believing something, but if their actions aren't matching their belief, you know they really don't believe it in their heart. God wants us not only to walk by faith, but our actions must reflect what we believe. In other words, if you believed you're healed, say you're healed, walk in the healing process, and then don't confess anything else but the fact that you're healed or that you have received God's promise. The kingdom of God is as if a man cast seed onto the ground or into the ground. You must sow seed and believe according to Mark chapter 11 verses 22 to 26. Then the harvest will come. The harvest has no choice. It must come. It's God's promise. If you will sow the seed, you will eventually receive a harvest, for the law of seed time and harvest is still in effect. It will never cease or stop as long as the earth remains. This is God's method and it will work for you. The choice is yours, but you must make a decision to do it. If you are not satisfied with your harvest at present or what you have, check up on the seed that you're sowing, what's coming out of your mouth. If you are sowing the incorruptible seed of God's word, your harvest is on the way. If you're sowing the words of the world, you won't get a harvest from God of his promises. The law of seed time and harvest is a principle set in the Bible. It is a law and it's set there by God. It's in the law of Genesis and the very beginning. God wants us to speak seed. It's part of the process. Planting is involved to obtain a harvest. How do we plant that? We sow the seed by speaking words. And that we use the spiritual force of faith to help us. Thank you for being with me today. I've hoped you've enjoyed this whole subject called Seed Time and Harvest. It's a very important subject for the body of Christ and for the believer. God wants us to operate on the principle of seed, time, and harvest. It's a principle of God throughout the whole Word of God, and God wants the believer to establish the kingdom of God and the promises in his or her life by speaking seeds, planting seeds, and harvesting those seeds. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.